Hello mga betch, it's me, your gay detective, Martin Rules, and welcome back to my channel! Kumusta kayong lahat? Oh, I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Martin, at tuwing Huwebes, gumagawa ko ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas habang nagme-makeup. Kaya naman kung interesado ka sa ganitong klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel para naman matanggap mo na ang good news this week. Also, huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para naman makalampag ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any questions tungkol sa topic natin for today or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayo mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, so last week, kung natatandaan nyo pa, pinag-usapan natin yung case ni Mark Welson Chua. And today naman, we are going to talk about Maria Evelyn Sayos and Lea Angeles Nang. Because yung death nila, or kung saan sila natagpuan rather, ay kinda similar, kinda lang, oo. And maiksi lang itong story, pero masasabi ko na isa sa pinaka nakakakilabot at nakakagalit na pangyayari out there. By the way, before we start, gusto ko lang i-shoutout si CJLA for recommending this case. Kaya rin kung meron kayo nalalaman na true crime or mystery na nangyari sa Pilipinas or outside the Philippines involving Filipinos, let me know in the comments section below at pag-uusapan natin yan sa mga susunod na episodes. Now let's STFU and proceed to the story. Babala! Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya at description ay maaaring makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. So, pumutok yung balita na ito noong July 23, nitong 2020 lang, noong natagpuan yung nabubulok na katawan ni Maria Evelyn Wong Sayos, 54 years old, sa loob ng septic tank nila sa Dasmariñas, Cavite. Gumawa ito ng ingay sa social media dahil 4 na taon na pala siyang pinaghahanap ng mga kamag-anak niya. According sa mga authorities, Evelyn disappeared noong 2016. Ayon sa isang anak ni Evelyn na si Joanna Marie Sayos, sinabi nito sa mga kapatid niya at mga ibang kamag-anak na pumunta itong si Evelyn sa Singapore after some misunderstanding. Ang sabi naman ni Michael, isa pang anak ni Evelyn, na he had a gut feeling na nagsisinungaling itong kapatid niya. Dahil ayon sa kanya, hindi naman aalis itong nanay nila nang hindi nagsasabi sa kanya. Napansin din itong Michael na ginagamit nitong Joanna Marie yung social media ng nanay nila para pang-message sa kanila at sa ibang kamag-anak nila. And actually, nagpo-post pa itong Joanna sa kanyang Facebook account noong mga panahong nawawala yung kanyang nanay. Halimbawa na lang sa isa niyang post, and I quote, "Happy birthday, ma. Okay na ba yung regalo ko sa'yo? Ang sexy mo dyan, ah. I love you," end quote. Meron din siyang mga religious posts. Sa isa pa niyang post, quote-unquote, "Will, happy birthday, Joanna. Thank you to my beautiful Evelyn Wong Sayos sa new phone. Baby Oppo F1. Sa ibang araw daw yung ibang gifts. Haha. Chos, love you, ma. Hashtag 18th birthday. Hashtag legal age." Lalo pang nagtaka yung Michael nung may inayos yung jowa ni Joanna na si Ronald James Ruby sa kusina nila. And then nung 2018, nireport ng pamilya sa mga polis yung nawawalang si Evelyn. Somehow, nawala yung pagdududa ng ibang anak ni Evelyn dahil kapag nag-text sila sa nanay nila, it would always text back. Nagte-text din ito kapag may mga certain celebrations or occasions katulad ng birthdays, Christmas, New Year, ganyan. But little did they know, it was in fact Joanna all along pretending to be their mother. That fucking bitch. Fast forward nung 2020, 2 PM, Wednesday, natuklasan nung isa pang anak ng biktima na si John Levy Sayos yung bangkay ng kanilang ina sa ilalim ng septic tank nung pagkatapos magawa ng bahay nila. Nakumpirma na si Evelyn yung bangkay dahil sa mga nakitang personal documents ng biktima katulad na lang ng passport and other IDs. na nakalibing din dun sa Poso Negro. Sabi ni Dasmariñas Police Chief Lieutenant Colonel Richard Ang, yung anak ng biktima na si Joanna Marie Sayos at yung boyfriend nito na si Ronald James Ruby ang pangunahing suspect sa heinous crime. Dahil raw sa matinding galit ni Joanna sa nanay niya. Ayon kay Michael, hinayaan ng nanay nila na magstay si Joanna sa bahay. At itong si Evelyn din yung nag-aasikaso ng lahat, pati na rin doon sa pag-aalaga sa anak ni Joanna. Yes, at ito yung tinitingnan ng marami na dahilan kung bakit nagawa ni Joanna ang patayin yung sarili niyang ina. Dahil lagi raw sinisermonan at pinapangaralan ni Evelyn si Joanna sa pagkakaroon ng pamilya at the age of 16. Nung nag-imbestiga yung mga polis kina Joanna at Ronald James, kaagad itong umamin sa karumal-dumal na krimen. Base sa investigasyon, pinukpok raw ni Ronald James si Evelyn ng martilyo sa ulo. Pagkatapos nung nakita nila itong buhay pa at naghihingalo, inutusan niya daw si Joanna na kumuha ng kutsilyo para tapusin na. Nung namatay na yung biktima, yung mga suspect ay inilagay ito sa septic tank at binuhusan nila ito ng semento para maitago. Ang nakakaloka, nagtagal ito ng 4 na taon, Zay. Oo, kahit na nangangamoy na yung bulok na laman nung sarili nilang nanay, Diyos ko, kinakaya nilang tiisin. Although, sabi sa report, binubuhusan nila from time to time ng semento para maitago talaga yung stench. Nakakaloka. Sabi nung Dasmariñas Police Chief, and I quote, may hindi tapos na septic tank doon sa loob ng kanilang bakuran. Nilagay niya yung patay na magulang ng babae, umorder ng graba, semento, buhangin, hinalo niya, tinabunan niya doon. Tapos from time to time na umaamoy yun, ang remedy na ginagawa niya is dinadagdagan niya ulit ng semento. End quote. The two suspects allegedly stated in their sworn statement how they planned the crime. Okay, bago tayo magpatuloy, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin, mga kabetsyang. Do you ever wonder how I create my podcast? Gusto nyo bang magsimula na rin ng sarili ninyong show at i-conquer ang podcasting world pero worried kayo sa recording, editing, at iba pang masasamang elemento na maaaring pumigil sa vibe ninyo? Well, worry no more, honey, dahil sobrang easy na mag-start ng podcast ngayon using Anchor. Libre lang today, at sa mismong app, you can already record and edit your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at marami pang iba. As your gay detective, I can attest to the fact that Anchor is guilty for being the easiest way to make a podcast. So download it now on App Store, Play Store, or access it via the website www.anchor.fm for free. Anchor, everything you need to make a podcast. Now back to the episode. Kasong murder ang sinampa kay Joanna Marie Sayos at sa kinakasamang si Ronald James Ruby, kasalukuyan silang nakakulong na walang piyansa. Okay, yung next na story na ating i-discuss na nabanggit ko kanina na kinda similar dito sa unang story dahil yung mga police at mga headline writers couldn't resist describing the murder victim as ang babae sa septic tank. Because nangyari itong krimen noong 2012 at yung movie ni Eugene Domingo na ang babae sa septic tank ay a year before. The thing is, yung biktima was not really found inside the septic tank, unlike kay Maria Evelyn Sayos, but she was actually stuffed inside a bunker tank sa isang abandoned warehouse sa San Pedro, Laguna. The victim was a wealthy businesswoman na nawawala for months. Her name is Leia Angeles Nang, 40 years old, asawa ni Tommy Nang, isang executive sa Gaisano Mall in Cebu. At yung suspect turns out to be the family friend na si Romel Miranda. A young police colonel who before he was implicated in the crime had a promising career before him. Si Miranda was said to be the first Philippine National Police officer na makatanggap ng Fulbright Scholarship. Ito ay isang prestigious study grant awarded by the US government to potential leaders in various fields. Noong 2010, umalis si Miranda sa post niya as spokesman ng NCRPO or National Capital Region Police Officer para tapusin yung studies niya sa University of Minnesota under the Fulbright Humphrey Fellowship. Pagkatapos, he became the Deputy Chief of Communication and Electronic Service of Police Regional Office 7 stationed in Cebu. At yung possible involvement ni Miranda in Nang's murder has prompted other Humphrey Fellows to start a internet signature campaign asking for a fair investigation into his case. The petition gathered 1,034 signatures. Merong isang nagsabi dun sa petition and I quote, "I knew Romel when he was living in Minnesota last year. He is an upstanding gentleman with the highest regard for others. He deserves a fair and impartial hearing of his case." End quote. Sa past interviews, si Miranda, then NCRPO spokesperson, was quoted na sinabing he would like to improve PNP's record. Lalong-lalo na sa human rights at yung image nito na patuloy na dudungisan ng mga kaso ng mga police brutality. Pero after a year na sinabi niya yun, his own reputation tatters sa possibility na pagkasangkot niya sa murder ni Lea Nang. The Department of Justice found probable cause to formally file a charges against Miranda and 4 others. Bukod kasi dito kay Miranda, kinasuhan din si Reginel Regidor Santiago kasama si San Pedro SPO1 Otelio Santo Jr., PO1 G. Ford Signap, at Elmer Paite na caretaker ng compound kung saan nakita yung katawan ni Nang. Yung kaso has been raffled to Judge Ida Estrella Macapagal ng Taguig Regional Trial Court Branch 258. Sa mga nakakakilala kay Miranda, hindi sila makapaniwala na he was capable of killing Nang. Pero yung pamilya ng biktima was convinced that he masterminded the crime. Si Anna Cruz, lawyer at nag-represent sa pamilya Nang, ang sabi, and I quote, "There was no doubt that he was the last person that Nang saw before she disappeared." End quote. Sa investigation, unrecognizable na yung decomposed body ni Nang when the authorities found it inside what police had described as septic tank. Yung lugar kung saan na-recover yung makay ay sa Magnum Compound, San Vicente Road sa San Pedro, Laguna. Na-identify yung katawan through a tattoo on its waist. Si Dr. Raquel Fortun, forensic pathologist, na nag-conduct ng investigation upon the request of Nang's family, clarified that the body was not stuffed inside a septic tank, but an abandoned bunker fuel tank. The necropsy of the PNP Crime Laboratory showed na namatay yung biktima sa subdural hemorrhage after receiving a blunt force trauma to the head. Yung mga police initially thought na yung disappearance was a kidnapping for ransom. Senior Superintendent Isagani Neres, head ng anti-kidnapping group ng PNP, na formerly known as Police Anti-Crime and Emergency Response, ang sabi, he got a call from no less than PNP Chief Nicanor Bartolome, asking him to assist in investigating the businesswoman's disappearance. A task force composed of AKG, National Bureau of Investigation, and Criminal Investigation and Detection Group was immediately formed para imbestigahan yung kaso. Yung head ng AKG refused to go into details when asked how Nang's body was found. Pero eventually, they submitted the report to the Justice Department sa nangyari. According kay Tommy Nang, umalis daw yung asawa niya na si Lea sa bahay nila sa St. Ignatius Village sa Quezon City mga around 10 a.m. noong January 2012. Saka siya ng silver metallic Toyota Land Cruiser Prado with a plate number JUS77. Hindi daw ito bumalik noong afternoon at hindi na ma-reach through her mobile phone. Dagdag pa ni Tommy, tinawagan niya yung branch ng DPI kung saan supposed nandun si Lea na may pipirmahang mga documents, pero she was not there. During the police initial search noong hapon ng January 23, natagpuan nilang nakapark yung sasakyan ni Nang sa parking lot ng Walter Mart Grocery sa Carmona, Cavite. Sa CCTV footage, nakita ang dalawang lalaki ang nagpark nung sasakyan ng biktima. Sa isa pang footage from another CCTV, sa San Pedro exit of South Luzon Expressway in Laguna, makita yung sasakyan exiting the toll gate about 2:40 p.m. noong January 20 with two men seen in the front seat. Yung kapatid ni Leia na si Jauregio Angeles identified one of them as Tagoy, whom Nang and her family knew na assistant yon ni Miranda. Nasabi ko kanina na family friend si Miranda, di ba? Well, he also served as debt collector for Nang's lending business. Si Crystal yung lawyer, remember? Ang sabi niya, si Tagoy, also known as Reginald Regidor Santiago, former police officer residing in San Pedro, Laguna, yung nangongolekta ng debts for Nang nung nasa US si Miranda for his studies. Noong February 22, police operatives kasama ng mga Nangs, sumugod sila sa Pasita, San Pedro, nung makonfirm nila na nakita itong Santiago sa isang off-track betting station. Nang's lawyer said, and I quote, "After the arrest, Santiago first denied the charges."
Hey, Betchangs! Wanna start your own podcast pero worried about what goes through the production process? Girl, if hindi mo pa naririnig, may I share with you Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Just download it via the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. Tapos meron silang creation tools doon that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right away. You also don't have to worry about the distribution on different platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others dahil Anchor will do the job for you. Now back to the episode.
But he confessed after seeing himself in the CCTV clips, end quote. Yung confession ni Santiago led police operatives to Leia Nang's remains and the primary suspect in the gruesome murder. In his extrajudicial confession, Santiago told the police that it was Miranda who had ordered him to dump Nang's body and was already dead when he saw her noong January 20. Tinawagan rin daw siya ni Miranda a day before para magkita sila sa Corinthian Village in Quezon City. At bago siya pumunta sa QC, nakipag-meet muna siya kay PO1 Otelio Santos at Jefford Signap sa Pasita, San Pedro. Sabi ni Santiago, and I quote, "After 2 hours of waiting, Miranda called and told me to proceed to UCC Corinthian Village in Quezon City," end quote. Dagdag pa ni Santiago, nakita niya yung body ni Leia Nang slumped in the driver's seat of Toyota Prado and with Miranda in the passenger seat. Ang sabi niya, quote unquote, "We moved Leia Nang to the back seat and drove off to San Pedro." Bago bumaba si Miranda sa C5 Road in Taguig, sinabihan niya raw sila Santiago ng quote-unquote, "Kayo na ang bahala dyan." Inadmit ni Santiago yung pagtapon sa katawan ng biktima sa tank sa Magnum Compound in Barangay San Vicente, San Pedro, Laguna. Pagkatapos, sinilihan pa nila ng semento yung tank to hide the crime. As to the possible motive, si Crystal, yung lawyer, said, "Miranda may have killed Nang at the height of an argument over his debt amounting of 18 million pesos, including collections that he had not turned over to the businesswoman." They described ni Crystal si Leia as a tough woman, mother of 4 children, including a 2-year-old boy, super busy daw nito at engaged in trucking at money lending. In earlier reports by the Philippine Daily Inquirer, Miranda denied his involvement sa murder, claiming that the victim has been his good friend since 1997. Sa counter-affidavit niya, he had said that he had no motive to kill or harm Leia Nang. At tinawag niya yung motive to implicate him in Nang's death as sinister. Dininay niya rin yung mga claims that he owe her a lot of money. He, however, admitted meeting Nang at the Corinthian Village, pero ang sabi niya, they only talked about business matters. Miranda said he left Nang alive with Santiago, who was to accompany her in the car. Yung dalawang San Pedro policeman, on the other hand, said they had nothing to do with the murder and just hitched a ride with Santiago and Miranda to San Pedro. Sa preliminary investigation hearing dito sa nangyaring kidnapping and murder of Leia Nang, hindi umaten si Miranda. Sabi ng attorney niya na si Reynaldo Rulo, My client did not have to attend the hearing. He asked for more time to submit his counter affidavit. Yung lawyer naman ng mga nang na si Crystal feared that Miranda and two other policemen were now at large because they had failed to appear at a scheduled arraignment. She also said Judge Estrella Macapagal has yet to issue arrest warrant against the accused. Apparently, assuming Miranda and two other policemen were now under the custody of the PNP. Ang sabi niya in a quote, "We are appealing to the judge to issue a warrant of arrest and put the accused in a jail facility. We are afraid he could go anywhere and even travel outside the country." End quote. Si PNP Director Nicanor Bartolome has vowed to have the case thoroughly investigated. Sabi niya he will not coddle any police officer involved in Nang's murder. Si PNP spokesperson, Superintendent Agrimero Cruz, sabi Santiago has been charged before the Department of Justice with kidnapping for ransom, homicide, and illegal possession of firearms. Si Santos and Signac, on the other hand, ay bigla na lang nawala. Naglaho. Na parang mula. Samantala, si Miranda has been reassigned to Personnel Holding and Accounting Unit in Camp Crame to ensure his availability to face further investigation. Sabi ni Miranda sa kanyang statement, he was set up and he intends to clear his name. And as of 2022, walang updates tungkol sa murder ni Lea Angeles Nang. So that's it for today's video. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Ako personally, nakakalungkot at saka nakakaloka na parang bakit kailangan pa humantong sa ganito? Diba? Parang hindi ko magets. Hindi ko maintindihan. Sa dami na nang na-discuss natin sa akin channel about true crime and mysteries, ngayon lang ata ako na speechless sa case na ito. Sa dalawang case na ito actually. Parang grabe, wala na akong maidadagdag. Wala akong masasabi. Wala akong masabi. Sobra yung gruesome na nangyari sa mga biktima. And ayun lang siguro yung masasabi ko na may their soul rest in peace. And hopefully, magkaroon ng closure or justice itong nangyari dun sa Lea Nang. Dahil yung kay Maria Evelyn ay nakulong naman yung mga suspects at pagbayaran nila itong kasalanan ng ginawa nila habang buhay. Kayo naman, let me know your thoughts sa comment section below about sa dalawang story na to na hindi naman totally similar pero may pagka-kinda katulad ng sinabi ko kanina pero yeah, I want to know your thoughts. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for watching. As always, please keep safe and healthy. And I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!